Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, and of course, I have with me my fabulous co-host, Mr. Dr. Walter Sims. Welcome to the show, everyone, and how are you this morning, Walter?
Listen, I am doing fine. The only way I could be better if I was a McQuarrie.
All right, now if he was, and he's talking about me, not the other McQuarrie. He's talking about more specifically about myself. But good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Go Hard or Go Home. And before I go any further, I have to pause for 2 seconds. There's something that I had started years ago, and I was doing this when Dr. Sims joined me in 2014 when he started doing the Intentional Life show with me, and I've kind of gotten away from it, and I was doing some spiritual cleansing and some really great things over the past few days, and it was in my spirit to go back to this. And so one of the things that I want to do is dedicate this show, and hopefully I will remember all of the upcoming shows. I just want to take the time out to pause and dedicate this show to the Lord, the universe, whatever you call it, but to our higher being, our creator. I want to dedicate this show out and use it as a service to the people. Because Amen. It's not about me or Dr. Sims. At the end of the day, it is about the calling that we have on our lives, us joining power and, you know, coming together, you know, where two or three are gathered together and amplifying the energy so that people can be blessed. And that is really why we're here. So for all of you, whether you're listening live or you're going to be listening to this later, listening to the archive show, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because this show really is dedicated to you and to serving the people. So I just wanted to say that. And now let's go ahead and we'll get right into the show. Dr. Sims, go hard or go home. Now, I want to tell everyone that Dr. Sims was the one that pretty much originated this title. We threw it around. We played with it a little bit. And this is what we came up with. But this is really what was in his heart. So I'm going to kind of blame it on him. Unless he says something really good, then I'm going to take the credit away. But for now, I'm going to give credit to him. Tell me why you wanted us to go on this angle for today's show.
Well, again, good morning, everyone. And I love what you just said, because, you know, we want everyone to realize and to know that this is all about who we're serving and whom we're serving. And I love people. You love people. And so we never want anybody not to know that they are the wind beneath our wings. And this is why we do what we do. We have a big why. And the reason that this particular topic is really so heavy on my heart right now is that, again, when we come from a personal position. And when we stand before people, you know, we're being transparent, we're being honest, and we'll be open. 12 weeks ago, you know, I made a serious transition. And in the last 12 weeks, I realized I was not going hard. Now, on the surface, it may have appeared to be because I was doing so many things at the same time, working in corporate America, working my business, doing my pastorate, you know, doing the family thing. But I really wasn't going as hard for my business as I could have been or as I should have been. And what the danger is, a lot of times we can mask what we think is being commitment to our calling and our purpose with quote-unquote busy work. And what my biggest nugget today is, don't let busy work be a cover-up for not doing the work that you need to do. Do you feel what I'm saying? Because a lot
of people
are busy, but what are you busy doing? And that's my challenge today, is because if you're not committed to doing the necessary work, because I see a lot of us are doing this work. You know, you can break it down because you work, you're all about fitness. And so you see a lot of people in the gym. Now, they got the gear on. They got the yoga pants. They got the Skechers. They got the sports shirt on. And they even got a little sweat going. But what kind of real gym work are they doing? Do you feel what I'm saying? So a lot of people
got very good look. Analogy. I'm impressed, Dr. Sims. I like it.
Well, thank you. You know, a lot of people are looking the part, but they're not going hard, because those same people that have the gear on, they're the same people that get on the scale and said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not losing any weight. Okay, what does your diet look like? What kind of work are you doing in the gym when you go to the gym? What kind of real quality work are you doing that's going to really impact you in a positive way? And so the danger that a lot of us get into, we're doing busy work, but what kind of work is really going to move our needle? And what the danger is, we're not getting out of our comfort zone. We're not being uncomfortable. If you're not uncomfortable, and you're not doing the right kind of work, the right kind of work would make you uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable doing those reps. It's uncomfortable doing those crunches. It's uncomfortable doing those lunges. It's uncomfortable doing those bench presses. It's uncomfortable eating broccoli and chicken when everybody else is eating Dairy Queen and a White Castle. It's uncomfortable running that extra mile. It's uncomfortable pushing and doing that extra deadlift. But at the end of the day, when you get on the scale, you're going to be where you want to be. And so a lot of times we are not moving the needle. We're not committed. And then those same people in the workspace are wondering why the phone isn't ringing. They're wondering why people are not asking them to show up. We wonder why they're not doing what they're doing. And the reason I love you so much, and you used to laugh at me when I used to tell you all the time how I will so admire your commitment and your never give up attitude. And I want to go on public and tell everybody that LaShawn McCrary is dedicated.
Aww.
She's doing the work. She's in the trenches and she's making things happen. And that's why I go so hard, because LaShawn goes so hard and she never gives up. And what you cannot do, and this is where I challenge people in my coaching, you cannot tell me you give up and you haven't done everything you're supposed to do everything you're supposed
to
do. You haven't tried everything. You have not tried everything. You cannot give up if you haven't exhausted every possibility imaginable, because the possibility is too enormous for you to have done everything. Oh, I've done everything. No, you haven't. You can tear up them.
Wow.
You can tear up those pity party tickets. You can tear them up. I've done everything. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Don't lie. Don't sit there and lie.
Know,
no, you have
you
not.
Know
I've done
Dr.
everything.
Sam,
no, you haven't.
It's funny that you say that, and you have said so many things that I want to piggyback off of. First of all, when you mentioned, you know, the quality of the work, because you're right, there's a humongous difference between being busy and being productive, because being busy, you're just kind of doing anything. And so, you know, if anyone out there is wondering what's the difference, you know, you have to stop and ask yourself, is what I'm doing pushing me closer to my goal? because, you know, especially if you're an entrepreneur and in the beginning you're wearing multiple hats, but you need to be asking yourself, you know, am I doing things that are pushing me closer to my goal? And if you're one of those people that's using social media to help build your platform, that's great. But when you get on there, is it about business or does it start off about business for 5 or 10 minutes and then for the next hour and a half, you're sitting around joking with people? Nothing wrong
that's
with that,
right.
But you
that's
can't
right.
include that in working on your business. Now, if you're doing that to build relationships that later on down
yeah.
the line could lead to business,
that's right.
one thing.
That's right.
But,
that's
you know,
right.
But you know, and we all know the difference when we get, you know, drawn into something. So you have to be careful with that and making sure that once again, you know, that it's about business. And at the end of the night, you know, ask yourself, what did I do today to get myself closer to my goal? And if you
that's
can
right.
answer that and you feel good about your answer, then you had a good, productive day. But if you're sitting around
right.
and you're thinking, I didn't do this and I didn't do that and I didn't do that, don't beat up on yourself, but ask yourself why. You know, find
that's
out
it.
Why you're
that's
not
exactly
doing it and
right.
then make
that's
it a point
exactly right.
to make sure that you get it done the next day. So
that's
the difference
that's
between
right.
busy and, of course, being productive. And again, like he said, you have to be uncomfortable. You know, if you're going through, if you're pursuing a dream and everything you do is comfortable, you are definitely not pushing yourself hard enough, because it's about getting out of your comfort zone. It's about doing something different and getting things that you've never had before. That in and of itself, it's sounds really good, but when it comes to crossing over the line, it's completely, completely different because you're in new uncharted territory. So it's going to be uncomfortable, you know, and there's a saying, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Get used
right.
to being in a different place. You know, I was kind of laughing at myself this morning because years ago, back in 2009, when I first started this show by myself, oh my gosh, I was up 2 hours early. I was logged onto the internet an hour before the show, and I'm sweating bullets, and I was pacing the floor and everything else. Well, let me tell you, let me show you what time does. Now, I'm in the bathroom. Oh, I still got 3 minutes. I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth. I
yeah,
some water.
I
like 30
too.
Seconds in, went to get the water and came back.
I know, right?
But
I know, right?
Originally, because it was uncharted territory and I was so nervous, I would have never done that. And I mean, and it took me a few years before I could just log on a few minutes before the show
right,
and feel
right.
comfortable. So, you know, and
right.
that came to my mind just this morning, and it just really cracked me up because, oh, my gosh, the angst that I had because I was so worried about everything. And now I just relax and I just come on and I just do
listen
the show and we
you.
Have a great
listen
time. And that's the growth. So, again, whatever you're doing, it's going to be uncomfortable. And then the last point that you brought up, Dr. Sims, about, you know, I've done everything. That's not even possible. You've
no,
done maybe everything
no.
that you know. But, you know, I heard
that's
something
right.
One of my spiritual advisors, fabulous woman, said to me the other day. She said, LaShawn, the place where you ask a question is not the same frequency where you receive the answer.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So when you have a question, when you're trying to
that's
go
good.
Further, when you're in that thought question mode, you're not in the same frame of mind or energy or however you want to phrase it to receive the answer. And that's why it's so important that when you have something important, you throw the question out there, even if you want to write it down on paper, but then you let it go. Because if the answer was in your head, once you ask the question, within a few minutes or so, the answer would appear. If it does not, that means that you have to wait for some type of divine revelation or inspiration or maybe another person you're going to meet or call. So then that's when you just open your eyes and ears believing that you are going to receive the answer and you let the question go and allow the answer to come to you. So for anyone who's, oh, I don't know what to do, let me tell you, that's the best place to be in. Because
thank
when
you.
You don't know what to
thank
do, that means
you.
Your hands are off of it. And now God
thank
can
you.
Come in and bless you. Now God can send that person
you
to
go.
You that has the answer that you need. Because before, you weren't looking for that person because you were thinking, I got it, I got it, I got it. And I'm going to tell
that's
you, right. along the way, you're going to find out a lot of times you don't got it.
Hello.
You certainly do
hello.
Not have have it.
Hello.
I didn't have it. You know, there's a lot of answers that Dr. Sands didn't have. But when we're open, you know, and I encourage all of you today, I think that's my biggest nugget. Stay open. When you're going hard, stay open. Make sure you're
that's
being
right.
productive and you're working. But you really do have to stay open. Keep your mind open. Keep your eyes and your ears open
that's right.
to
that's
every
exactly
possibility.
Right. That's exactly
you know,
and another thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, another big. Oh man, this is a bomb.com right here. A lot of people get discouraged, and you and I hear a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I'm making baby steps." Well, let's take the adjective off of it. Let's just drop the adjective baby. Let's just drop that adjective, because if you're making progress. You're making progress because a lot of things, again, the health analogy, you challenge your clients and you say, well, let's not necessarily let the scale be the only indication of progress. Let's measure your inches because your body overall is changing. It's just not necessarily the scale per se. I mean, that's good, but let's look at is your waistline decreasing? Are you tightening up everywhere? Because we know fat muscle is a little bit more dense. So when you're building muscle, your body is reshaping and you're, quote-unquote, looking denser and smaller, but necessarily you're going to be a little heavier because now you got muscle, whereas you used to have flab. So don't just let the scale be the only telltale sign that you're doing the right thing. And in our work, in the emotional and the spiritual realm, how can you really measure one conversation? You may say, well, I met LaShawn this week, so she's a fulfillment specialist, or she's a overall wellness guru, so I had a conversation with her. Now, that did not necessarily cha-ching my PayPal account, but in the long run, that one conversation is going to lead to another conversation that led to another conversation that I met this multi-million dollar person that's now funding my project. So that one conversation that I thought was a baby step led me to a multi-million dollar investor. So how can you today measure how far along the line of your progress that really moved you? So let's just drop that adjective, baby step, and just say I stepped closer to my goal. Come on, somebody.
Now, and you know what, and I agree with you in part, Dr. Sams, because if that was all that was truly in your schedule was for you to take baby steps, then congratulations for you truly doing what you could. However, make sure that I'm taking baby steps is not an excuse. And
go.
That you're not
you
really
go.
And truly operating in fear. What happens for a lot of people is they're just really still unsure. They haven't really bought into whatever they're doing yet. And so they'll say, well, I'm taking baby steps. But then a few minutes later, they'll say, I can't wait to get this going. I can't blah, 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 blah. But yet you're taking baby steps. So I hear that there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And, you
that's
know,
right.
there's a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre, and he does really great training. And one of the things that I love that he said is he gave the example of an airplane. And he said, when you are flying off someplace, he said, when they go down the runway, he said they have to get that plane to a certain altitude and to a certain speed so that they can get off in the air and reach a certain altitude. And
that's
then
right.
they slow down. He said, but if they just take baby steps, if they just go slow, you're just going to ride around a runway all day long. So if you want to soar, if you want to get up, if you want your business or whatever it is that you're doing, your music career, whatever it is that you're pursuing, if you want it to take flight, at some point in time, you have to pick up momentum. You cannot move
Preach.
At the exact same
Preach.
Pace of
Preach.
Baby steps, adult steps. I don't care what you call the steps. At some point in time, you need to start running. And you need to start running with every bit of strength and energy and determination and drive and positivity that you have within your being so that that thing can actually take flight. And it's not going to happen any other way. If you're in your car and you're getting ready to merge onto the freeway, okay, and I live in the metro Atlanta area, I'm going to tell you, baby steps are going to get you killed.
Baby steps, I like how you said that. It's going to get you killed to the death.
But that's right. You know, then you're not going to ever see anything. So you want to make sure that you get out there, and when the time comes, you are in the position to take off. And is it scary jumping in? Come on, all of you have driven in traffic before. Yeah, sometimes you think, oh, my gosh, am I ever going to get in? Am I ever going to get in? And the minute you see that opportunity, boom, you're gone.
That's it.
You
That's
don't
very
sit there.
Good. That's
you don't
very
wait.
Good.
You got to go. You got to go now because you don't know when the next opportunity is coming. And so we have That's to right. respond that exact same way in business. I love it, and I believe it was Les Brown who said it. It is better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than
mm-hmm.
to have an opportunity and not be prepared. You don't
that's
ever
right.
want
again,
to be caught like that.
Again, that's right. Again, let me share this, because you and I, how long have we been doing Blog Talk Radio? Because I started, I did 2009, September of 2009. How long have you been doing Blog Talk Radio?
I've been doing it every year. I took off the year of 2013 to refresh and
mm-hmm.
get everything back on track, and then we started
right.
again in 2014. So
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
been almost 7 years.
Yeah, because
or 6 years,
I mean,
I mm-hmm.
yeah, I did an interview with you on Intention Radio several years ago, and we crossed each other in social media, and that just really blessed my heart. And this is where I'm going. When I was in Atlanta, the last time I was in Atlanta, about, 3-4 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to be on the radio there in Atlanta. And again, I met the people through social media. And the evening before my official interview on the radio, I went to find the radio station. It's like 10:30 at night, and I missed my turn. That's a whole nother story. Like you said, you got to get on it. When you're in that Atlanta traffic, and I saw the turn at the last minute, and I couldn't make it, I was like, Lord, have mercy. And I rolled around, but I finally got to the radio station. And so they interviewed me, and it was at the end of the radio show. And we went an extra 20 minutes, just because they were asking me questions and stuff. At the end of that conversation, the two gentlemen, the title of the show is Two Comics and a Mic. Do you know what they offered me? They offered me an opportunity, and it's coming up in a couple of weeks. They want me to sit in the chair. They want me to host their radio show, and they're just going to run the switchboard. It's going to be called Two Mics and a Pastor. And I said all of that to say, if I had not been
wonderful, congratulations.
Working, yeah, if I had not been working on the radio and preparing and sharpening my tools and being who I am over all of these years, I may have missed that opportunity, because the way I float on the radio, the way you and I float, we laugh and cut up and crack jokes,
mm-hmm.
and I float with them. I float with them, and they did not ask me anything I couldn't answer, and I just float. So that showed them I had a little radio savviness
experience.
About me.
Yes,
you know, I
knew what you were doing. Absolutely.
It just wasn't my first radio. So to back up, to magnify what you're saying, opportunities are coming a mile a minute. And you don't have time. And I know one of our ecclesiastical commercial pastors love to say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, which is fine because something's coming. But what you going to do when something has come? You have to be ready, be ready, be ready. And that's my take on it.
Right.
You have to be ready.
Absolutely.
You have to be ready.
And you know what? And I'm glad that you said that, because when I look back over time, and it's amazing because people have asked me, well, why are you still doing that show? And, you know, are you getting paid to do that radio show and everything else? And, you know, when I started this radio show, it wasn't for the purpose of making money. It was for the purpose of knowing that I had a gift that I wanted to share with the world. And I wanted to bless
right.
as many people as I could. And maybe one day it will turn into a financial stream of revenue for myself and for Dr. Sams, and then maybe it won't. But it's really about the heart and the passion of what we're doing. And Dr. Sams just gave the perfect example, because now that he's been doing shows on a regular basis, it's nowhere near as intimidating. He's going to be in something new and different. So he's going to feel a little bit of nervousness, but when he goes on there, it's going to also feel familiar, because been there. He's done that before, okay? Because radio is radio. Whether it's for free, whether you're on a commercial paid station, you know, whether you're filling in for somebody or whether you have your own show. And so everything just grows, and we never know the path. We never know exactly where God is going to lead us and who we're going to meet to get to the next place. So it's just about us, again, being prepared. It's about us doing the work. So anyone who has been laboring for years, and it appears as if nothing has happened and you haven't seen anything, I really do encourage you to just hold on and just stay steadfast in what you're doing and just keep doing the work. If you believe in it and if you're doing the best to bless people, it doesn't matter whether everybody shows up or nobody shows up. And quickly, because we just have about 5 minutes left in the show, I want to give an example of Tyler Perry. And I remember when I heard his testimony, and he talked about for 7 years he was doing a play, he was renting out the Fox Theater, and he said year after year after year, nobody was showing up. He said, you know, he would get 30 people to show up, and they was all family and friends. And so he kept going, he kept going. Imagine if he had stopped. Okay, they're calling, you know, Atlanta the Black Hollywood or the Second Hollywood. This man has his own studios now, you know, and he said he's thankful that he didn't get pulled in Hollywood into the director, because his career path would have went the way of many other directors. He wouldn't own anything. He, you know, it would all be about them. And so for all of you today, those dreamers out there, you just keep dreaming, but you keep working. Dream at night, work during the day, and eventually, I promise you, that thing is going to come to pass. And speaking of that, Dr. Sams, tell us your contact information, how they can find you.
Oh, easy, 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 easy. Just tweet me at Dr. Walter Sams, DrWalterSims. And my website is www.ministermotivation.com. And I heard something very quickly, if you can give me about 30 seconds. I heard something so powerful last night. And again, to piggyback on what you just said, because a lot of people don't understand, you cannot just do what you do for the sake of gaining money. And I know that's going to sound counter business, because you're in it for the bottom line, and that's perfect, that's fine. But really what people are paying for, if you will, they're really paying you for your commitment. You feel what I'm saying?
Look in
the pro world, look in the professional world, professional sports. Those teams are not necessarily just, they just don't want a quarterback. When they get a quarterback, they're really paying him for all of the hard work he's put into his craft. You see what I'm saying? Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, they are where they are because they put in the work. Michael Jordan, at the end of his career, the last couple of years that he played, they finally paid him maybe $33 million a year, because finally they realized without Michael Jordan, we wouldn't be where we are. And so they were paying him for his commitment. So you just put this little nugget in your back pocket. The people that, quote, unquote, hire you or pay for your services are not necessarily paying you for what you're doing, per se. They're paying you for your commitment. So therefore, we beg the question, how committed are you really to what you're doing? You know what I'm saying? So LaShawn, that's why I applaud you and I always commend you, because you're dedicated. You keep grinding no matter what. And a lot of people don't know your story like I do, because we've been producing a long time. But I just want everybody to know you're in the trenches. You're doing what you got to do. You're grinding every day, and you're not sitting on your laurels. You push. And that's the challenge today. And you ask yourself, go big, go home, how committed are you to what you're doing?
Wow. wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Sims. I appreciate you for saying that. And we are at the end of our show now, everyone. And we would like to thank you for joining us. And make sure for anyone, if you are in the Metro Atlanta area today at 12:30 at Unity Atlanta, you can go to my website, LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C-R-A-R-Y.com. And you can find out about the workshop, my healing shop that I am doing today, that is titled Who Am I? I love it. It is going to be some great, great stuff. Just go ahead and show up. The address and everything that you need is right there on my website. Awesome. We are going to start off talking about who you are not, and then we are going to help you define exactly who you are. It is going to be a very, very powerful workshop. I've been working on this stuff for some years now, just putting everything together. I have some more exciting, fresh, great workshops coming to you. So make sure that you're consistently checking back and forth on my website to find out where I am and what I'm doing. So for all of you, again, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Intentional Life. And make sure, everyone, we don't want anybody going home, so you just go hard. We're going to leave it that way and just say, just go hard. So thank you for joining us again. And until next time, make sure that you are living an intentional life. Goodbye, everyone.
Amen.